Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka, where the time is 8:16, and it is time for our live local interview. I have a number of guests joining me on Zoom today. I have Mr. Jeff Budd. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Peter.
I have Mr. Rick Fleischman. Good morning, Rick.
Hey, morning, Peter.
And Carter Bancroft as well, joining from Juneau, I think that's where you are. Is that correct?
Yep. Good morning.
Awesome. Thanks, everybody. We are here to talk about the upcoming monthly grind, which every year has a fiddle theme, and it is coming up here on the 15th, is Saturday, the fiddle grind. Jeff, I'm going to ask you to start off talking a little bit about the grind just in general, the format, what we can expect at a typical monthly grind.
Okay. This is our 30th year, our 30th anniversary, and the philosophy is it's non-political, family-oriented, and affordable. It's still $5 for everybody. And then according to Ray Troll, $5 is a new free, so you're getting in free if you pay $5. We encourage people to bring a homemade dessert, and then during intermission, people share the desserts, and we have a dessert, three dessert contest winners. And it's just a kind of a variety show, and it's great to have new people. It's great to have Carter come in. March 15th will be the original grind. That'll be at the Performing Arts Center. And April 12th will be back, and that'll be the end of this season. That'll be back at the Community House in Nakahiti. And I think that's about what I got.
That sounds great. Rick, I'm going to ask you, as you're the assistant producer, you're working with Debbie LeBlec on producing the show. Tell me what you have planned for the fiddle grind.
Well, we've got a wide variety of groups. We've got everybody from grade schoolers to people who have as much gray hair as I do. And we've got some classical numbers. We're going to do some Celtic. Here's some old time bluegrass and some original music. So we've got quite a wide variety. We're going to have one cello piece. And, you know, cello is really nothing but a big fiddle, so I think it's appropriate. And we're trying something new. Ted and I are going to play. We're going to sort of function as a house band.
So, and that's Ted Howard.
Yes, Ted mm-hmm. Howard. And so between some of the sets, Ted and I will play, and which is nice because then I don't have to try to think of something intelligent to say.
Oh, because you're the MC.
I'm also the MC. I'm actually the MC. Jeff sort of just gave me a promotion to assistant producer, but, you know, Debbie has put it all together, Debbie LeBlec. And at all our fiddle grinds, we end up with an all play at the end. I think a lot of members of Fishing for Cats are going to join in, and all the people who perform are welcome to come. And we play a set of waltzes, we clear the chairs away, and people are welcome to and encouraged to dance.
And that's a traditional end for contra dances, square dances, is to end with a waltz.
Yes, yes.
Great. So let's talk about some tradition, actually, because we have another guest. So Carter Bancroft, you're on Zoom here from Juneau. So you're a fiddle player, an old-time fiddle player, as I understand. Tell me what you have planned. You're coming over this weekend. And what do you have planned for this event?
Yeah. Well, coming over, my partner Amelia Budd and I are going to play for the fiddle grind, playing old-time fiddle, traditional old-time fiddle stuff. A few songs, a few tunes. I might play an original tune. I write some tunes as well in that tradition. So yeah, that's the current plan. Just play a set like everyone else and it should be fun.
Well, let's talk a little bit about what old time fiddle means to you, because that might be a term that's not familiar to folks listening.
Yeah, it's a pretty big term. Like if people say bluegrass, to me it means kind of a sort of a smaller umbrella of music that's came from old time music, but it's in my mind, it's music that predates bluegrass that turned into bluegrass, really. But the term is pretty broad. It can include Cajun music to some people, just traditional music from the Americas, mostly in my mind. So Missouri fiddling is different than Appalachian fiddling, is different than Michigan fiddling, is different than Texas fiddling, but they're all old time to me. A lot of it's really danceable. Some of it's not. Some of it's really weird and hard to wrap your mind around. There's old time fiddling in Alaska. There's an Athabascan tradition around that. There's so much cool stuff there. It's a huge, huge umbrella term. I specifically play Southern Appalachian fiddle, mostly dance music.
Okay, how did you get into that, and how did that style end up being what you end up playing?
I grew up in a family of musicians. My dad's a bluegrass guitar player and banjo player. And so I was always around bluegrass music, but then I just kind of wanted to play fiddle. And I found a fiddle teacher right when I moved to Alaska, who lives in LA, and took online lessons from him. And he was an old time fiddler. And that's kind of how I got sucked into old time music. I didn't even know really what old time specifically was, but just the teacher, and I like the music, and now it's like my whole musical community is built around that. So it's been a great time.
Great. So Rick, I'm going to ask you, let's talk a little bit more about some of the other things. Obviously we're going to feature Carter during the event on Saturday, but you've got some other specific people that are performing.
Yeah, well, we're going to start off with Debbie's youth Tlingit Sitka strings class. And we have a couple solo presentations, Selena Zhao and Paul Clements and Annika Krawczyk are all going to do some solo numbers, which I certainly respect. It's hard to play up there all by yourself. And we're going to have Jim and Debbie. Debbie Levesque and Jim Shepherd, Summerfall, will be doing some of their original music.
Yeah, let's talk about them for just a second. I've heard them play a number of times, and they have a kind of interesting take on what they do. They definitely use some electronics with what they do, vocals. It's quite nice. I always enjoy hearing Jim's guitar playing.
Yeah, and he plays in some interesting keys. I mean, interesting tunings, too, some non-standard tunings. So always, you know, they're very tight. I mean, they do it right, and a different sound, and it's definitely going to be a treat to have them playing.
And you mentioned, of course, the waltz set at the end. So that's everyone is welcome to join. You don't have to have any prior experience. Jeff, are you going to teach any fancy waltz steps or anything like that?
No, you're, sir. You're kind they of the waltz master. Me, but I plan to go dance.
Okay. You're gonna be the one to break the ice like at the wedding reception, right? When the first person comes out.
Somebody beats me to it.
That could be very well be. Carter, let's circle back to you again. So you are you've got a pretty long set with Amelia. Are you playing with anybody else? Is it two of you, or are you playing by yourself?
It's just gonna be the two of us, just fiddle and guitar. Yeah. Which is common in old time, just small groups. Often there's two or three people. Yep.
Okay. And let's talk a little bit about some of the other work that you've been doing. You've got a couple of albums out, and you released one recently.
Yeah, this is actually our second album, titled Morning Blues. I play in a band called Big Chimney Barn Dance. We recorded an album in Idaho with our friend Ben Winship in November, and that's on its way out. Going to the vinyl press today, I think. So if I can get that done. That's the album. The band I play in, we've toured a little bit overseas. We tour in the lower 48 some. So we've played quite a bit for a while, and yeah, looking forward to getting that out.
Oh, you're pressing it on vinyl. Who would have thought?
Yeah, that's the thing these days.
How do you make that decision how you're going to release your music? Because you've got music right now on Bandcamp.
Yeah. Yeah, we did CDs on the previous one, and we usually eventually people are able, we give CDs as gifts and stuff, so eventually they get distributed and people do still listen to them. But vinyl seems to be popular, so we're doing vinyl, and digital's just, that's the way everyone gets their music.
Sure.
So we were unsure if we wanted to do a hard physical copy of something, but ultimately decided it'd be cool to have an artifact from this project.
Yeah, sounds great. So just to recap, we're talking about the Fiddle Grind, the monthly grind, the annual fiddle event. It happens every February and have a number of local and out-of-town performers. The event was going to be at 7 p.m. the 15th this Saturday at the Nakahiti. But one thing we didn't talk about yet, Carter, in just a couple of minutes, is your workshop that you're doing on Sunday.
Yeah, I'm teaching an old-time fiddle workshop February 16th, Sunday at 1:30. Debbie Levesque, I think, has location details. It's $20 per adult and donations for families. But if that's prohibitive for you, just come to the workshop. Everyone's welcome. It'll be geared towards fiddle, but everybody's welcome, and you'll probably learn some stuff about old time. So I'm looking forward to that.
Okay, super. So thanks so much for that. In case you just joined us, we've been talking about the fiddle grind. We've had our guests, Jeff Budd, Rick Fleischman, and Carter Bancroft all on the Zoom today to talk about this weekend's performance, Saturday night for the fiddle grind and Sunday afternoon for the workshop. If you need more information on the workshop, you can call Debbie Levesque. Her number is 907-623-8349. That's 623-8349. And looking forward to hearing all of you this coming weekend. Thanks very much for joining me. And thank you, listeners, for joining as well. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. The time is 8:27.